While worldwide, approximately 1,000 plants grown for food, beverages, fibers, spices, and medicines need to be pollinated by animals in order to produce the products people depend on. Now, in this report, Jody Heemstra of South Dakota Department of Agriculture talks with apiary specialist Bob Reiners. They talk about honeybees as pollinators.
Pollinators such as bees, butterflies, birds, and insects play an important part in the health of our farms, forests, and grasslands. South Dakota Department of Agriculture apiary specialist Bob Reiners says there are thousands of different types of bees.
And I typically work with the managed pollinators or the Apis mellifera, the honeybee. However, it is a good place for a lot of wild pollinators. Bumblebees, butterflies, sweat bees, there's like 4,500 different species of honeybees out there, and they all play a vital role in providing pollination to forbs out there in the countryside.
4,500 different types of just honeybees?
Of different bee species, yep, honeybee species, like sweat bees, you name it.
Talk about the apiary industry in South Dakota. Do we have a lot of hives and people taking care of the bees?
Well, we're approximately like 300 beekeepers right now, and that'll include everyone from somebody that has one beehive in their backyard to we actually have the largest beekeeper in the state and in the nation based in Bruce and up in Roscoe. So, yeah, the honeybees just lend themselves real well to being manipulated or managed so we can build them up for pollination. Try to get them strong enough to hopefully produce a honey crop that we like to focus on here. We can typically produce a nice, mild, white honey that's highly sought after for packing and putting on the store shelf.
Is there a typical hive? And if so, how many bees are in there?
Well, that's a good question. In the summertime, we hope there's maybe 40 to 60,000 worker bees, a few hundred drones, and typically one queen. Sometimes you'll have a mother-daughter queen in there. It's not very common. But I have seen that where you'll have a mother-daughter queen. But yeah, we're hoping for peak population, maybe 60,000 in the springtime. When the bees come through the winter or they've been divided and made into splits or new hives, then they're much smaller. And then in the fall, the bees here that the commercial beekeepers manage, they're using them for pollination. So they want good, strong hives going into the winter. They can, and even for wintering here, too, you want a good, strong hive in good shape going into the winter.
What kind of an impact do honeybees have as far as the crops we have in South Dakota, the food supply that we are very fortunate to have here in South Dakota and the United States?
Well, in South Dakota, we don't have the commercial pollination as much as we see in other parts of the country. A lot of farmers in other states, they hire the beekeeper to bring the bees and pay them to place them on their farm because they know, like the almonds, they won't get a good nut set. And that's their mission is to have a good crop. Here, our bees lend themselves to pollinating alfalfa for alfalfa seed or they can help with pollination on sunflowers. Sunflowers are, self-fertile, but it seems like certain weather conditions, it'll help with making sure you get a good pollination in there. And there's been some other research showing that maybe it's oil content or it can even help soybeans to some degree with the number of seeds in the pod on your lower pods.
What are the natural predators of honeybees? Or is it just kind of they just have a short lifespan and that's just how that works?
Well, their life is usually 30 to 40 days during the summertime. It's directly proportional to how much they're flying. Basically, when they hatch out of the cell, they start working. Their first few days are spent with doing, I always tell the kids in the classrooms that they have chores to do just like we should have at home or we do at home. And they care for the other younger bees, feeding nurse bees. There's guard bees, that type of thing. Then their last days of their adult life, they're out foraging for pollen or nectar or collecting water. They can even air condition their hives. They have evaporative cooling. And considering the fact that honeybees can sense a half a degree temperature change, they're pretty effective at doing what they do. So that's why it's always important to have the bees placed somewhere near water so the bees can collect the water and bring it back.
Reiners says, for the most part, bumblebees are quite a bit bigger in diameter than honeybees. Reporting in South Dakota, I'm Jody Heemstra.
And we'll take another break here. And when we come back, the Dudley Smith Farm in Illinois is tiled and wired. What are we talking about? Well, we'll find out about that right after this.